Performers with the official Shakespeare Festival of the Commonwealth will take the stage for a 90-minute matinee presentation of the Bard's portrayal of the rise and fall of Julius Caesar. Tammy Duff, performing arts director for the HCTC Greater Hazard Area Arts Council, says although the production is targeted to students in 6th through 12th grades, others from the community are welcome as well.
They have developed study guides that we send out to the schools that have called and reserved and that we know are coming so that we can provide them with some additional information, the teachers, for pre-show and post-show activities to help enhance the experience for the students, especially high school sophomores. I think it's part of many of the school's curriculum that they read Julius Caesar in their sophomore English classes. That right there is going to help bring it to life for them if they have the opportunity, you know, to see it performed.
Brantley Dunaway is producing artistic director and CEO for Kentucky Shakespeare. He's also the director of Julius Caesar and says the production is all about accessibility.
And it's really about making our presentation relevant to life. And this being a very heightened political season, we see the polarization between the Republicans and Democrats, and we see those political agendas. And what we're trying to do in this show is to really give it that human quality so the students are able to go, wait a minute, I've seen this before. Last night when I was watching the news, or I've seen this, we've talked about this in government, or we've talked about this in history, and now all of a sudden they're bringing it to life before our very eyes, and I can relate to this.
Dunaway says the show is designed to travel and can be staged in just about any size venue.
A lot of our set is made out of fabrics, and it has a very traditional element that you may see in Rome. So you'll see a giant gold leaf SPQR, and it has those textures of what we anticipate to see, and it's actually all built out of fabric, and we have large 8-foot fabric columns that actually light up. From a touring standpoint, of course, that's easy for us to carry. It's lightweight, and it's mobile, but once you see it actually in the space, it can be quite expansive.
The director says while the text of Shakespeare's tragedy remains unchanged from the original, in the spirit of accessibility for students, the players will be seen in stylized contemporary costumes.
It will not be Julius Caesar in a toga and olive leaf, but we will see him in a contemporary suit. Not necessarily a coat and tie, but something that is a little bit more fashionable, as they say.
Brantley Dunaway tells us Kentucky Shakespeare, which was founded in 1949, will see its 1,000,000th child during its presentation of Julius Caesar this year. Tammy Duff of the HCTC Greater Hazard Arts Council says a production of this type serves an important role in keeping the arts alive in the community.
We're competing against so much in the virtual world now, and most everybody is more about entertainment on demand. And so, you know, especially in a rural area, it becomes a challenge to get your adult public audiences out to a show and for them to make time for it. So that's why we feel like the educational programs that we provide and the resources we provide to our area schools is a real big piece of our audience development and a big piece of our mission.
The Kentucky Shakespeare production of Julius Caesar takes the stage Thursday afternoon at 12:30 at the First Federal Center at Hazard Community and Technical College. For Arts Weekly, I'm John Hingsbergen.